We are joined right now by the head coach of the Toronto Raptors in his second season as Raptors head coach. He led them to their first NBA championship in team history. Toronto was out quickly. They're 8-3. They're at Dallas tomorrow night. We are joined by their head coach, Nick Nurse. Nick, it is good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you doing?
Nick, I'm great. It's great to visit with you. Thanks for making time. Got a few things to discuss with you, starting with that win over Portland Wednesday night. Pascal Siakam had 36. Fred VanVleet had 30, Nick. So I got to ask, what gets you more fired up? Those two guys going for 66, or the fact that you held Damian Lillard to just 9 points?
Oh, the nine, because that's almost impossible to do. That was fun. Our guys are playing harder. We've had a bunch of injuries on the road, Jim. Siakam, VanVleet just keep getting better and better, and guys have been playing well.
We're talking to Nick Nurse. Nick, the phone connection is not great, but I'm going to try and work through that and see if it gets a little bit better. As hard as it is to shut down Lillard, that's not a fluke now. Already on this road trip, you've held LeBron to 13, you held Kawhi to 12, you even broke out that box and won against Lillard. So how pleased are you overall with the defensive execution on this trip?
Yeah, I got to be really pleased, Jim. There's no doubt about it. It's, we're playing hard, and we're giving a tremendous effort on defense, and that's one thing, but executing certain schemes and being able to do it over the course of one game is also one thing, and then being able to kind of string it up for a few games in a row. So there's some buy-in there, there's some consistency there, and there's some really, really great effort, which is what you need for defense.
We're talking to Nick Nurse. I don't want to jinx it, Nick, but now that connection sounds good. Let me ask you specifically about those two guys, starting with VanVleet. He played the entire second half against the Clippers. He played 40 minutes against the Blazers. You had to practically battle to rest him in the fourth quarter. So what do you make of the way he has stepped up without Kyle Lowry?
Yeah, he's like another Kyle Lowry, Jim. He's really similar, his toughness and his playmaking, his leadership. And just a winner. You know, he won big time in college. He played in the G League for our team and won a championship there. And obviously he was super clutch in the finals last year. You know, he's a hell of a player. I can't say enough about him. It's hard to get him off the floor. He's that important to our team.
Raptors head coach Nick Nurse back in the jungle. And then you have Siakam, who was the most improved player last year. And then, Nick, you challenged him to be the man this year. What do you make of the way that he has responded to that challenge so far?
Well, he's been great. His scoring average is up almost 10 points a game, but I really love his rebounding. It's over nine, almost 10 boards a game. You know, the opportunity presented itself, you know, with Kawhi and Danny leaving, you know, it's about 32 shots a game exiting as well. And Pascal had to fill in as kind of our go-to guy. And so far, so good. He's really embraced it. And he's getting better and better. And I think this guy is both for him yet.
Talking to Nick Nurse. You know, Nick, every season is new and it's different, but this season obviously is very different given that you won a championship and there are significant changes in the roster. So I'm kind of curious, how did you approach that in camp? For instance, does the identity of the team change when players change, or is the identity consistent no matter who's there?
Well, we hope to keep the identity the same, Jim, because, you know, we thought we played defense last year, right? We were a good defensive team, and you're not going anywhere in this league or most leagues, to be honest with you, if you're not playing good defense. And we try to share the ball. And I think you got to get through some moments of playing great team basketball on the offensive end, but you also got to be able to blend in, going to your go-to guys at the right times, because I just think that's how it ends up being in the playoffs. Your go-to scores are going to be called upon to make big buckets.
You know, it seems to me that Siakam is trending towards superstardom. I mean, he didn't take a step when Kawhi left. It looks like he's taken an enormous leap. As an example, it was not that long ago that he was not that much of a shooter. He's been working on that for a while now, Nick, and now he's hitting pull-up threes. Maybe there's still more room for improvement there, but how far has he come in that regard?
Well, he wasn't a very good shooter at all when he first got to us, Jim, and he really, give him a lot of credit. We retweaked all his mechanics almost back to, you know, grade school level, like 3 feet, you know, perfect form shooting, and he really did a great job at working through that stuff. his mechanics are really sound now. His balance, his follow through, his release, all that stuff sound. He's still got a ways to go just because that, you know, that kind of develops over some years. But his mechanics are sound. His work ethic is great. I think it's just a matter of time.
We're talking to Nick Nurse. Nick, I remember talking to John Calipari after he won his title at Kentucky, and he said that he did not wake up the morning after that game feeling like he was a better coach the day before it. You and I spoke shortly after you won your championship. Now that you've had some time to reflect, does winning an NBA championship make you a different coach in any regard?
No, not really, Jim. I just think you get up and you go to work, and for me it's the same. You try to get your guys playing hard, playing together with chemistry and some toughness, and then you see who's coming at you, and you try to figure out how to beat them. You put a scouting report and a game plan together and just approach it the same.
My man, that's great. You know, that said, Nick, as crazy as it is, you're only in your second season as an NBA head coach. So is there something maybe you know about being an NBA head coach now that you did not know at this time last year?
Well, I think the one thing you do know, Jim, is that it's a process of getting from October to June, right? It's a growing process. It's a learning curve, and there's a lot of basketball to be played between now and the playoff hits, and when that hits, it's some intense stuff, man. The playoffs are some 2 months of super intense toughness, game plan execution, mental toughness, making plays, and it's a process that you got to kind of grow through as the season goes, and I think I got to experience that last year.
Yes, so knowing what you know right now, I wonder about that process. Nick, knowing that the postseason is that ultimate test, that ultimate grind, it tests you mentally, it tests you physically. At what point during the regular season do you start to adjust the process to gear up for the postseason process?
Well, I think it depends on what team you have, Jim. You know, I think last year we didn't do it till later on. It was new. Still learning me. We hadn't put in a lot of defensive schemes, et cetera, that I knew we were going to need for the playoffs. After going through that this year, we probably got a few more of those in now, so we're able to use some of those things now. But I would say, you know, I think after the All-Star break, you start peeking down there and looking towards the end of the year.
Talking to Nick Nurse for a few more moments. Nick, I got to ask, what was a bigger moment for you personally, winning your first NBA championship in June or winning your first coach's challenge on Sunday?
The championship was better, but that winning that coach's challenge was felt pretty darn good too. I think I was 0-6, Jim. Couldn't get one right. So it was a mini celebration we had there getting that first one right.
And Nick, both those things, you earn both those things, and nobody will ever be able to take either one of those things from you. I got to ask you really quickly. There are a lot of things you could have done after winning that championship, and it would seem like maybe relaxing, taking the edge off, would have been at the top of the list. Instead, you signed on to be the head coach for Canada basketball. What was it about the opportunity that excited you, and what did you take away from that experience?
Well, I think it's a great moment for basketball in Canada, Jim. There's tons of talent. There's 20 Canadians in the NBA now. There's a great chance for our team to make the Olympics. I don't know if you saw the FIBA release today, but we're hosting the Olympic qualifying tournament in Victoria, British Columbia in June. So we'll have a chance to get our guys to play and hopefully make the Tokyo Olympics at the end of the summer.
Nick, last thought. You and I talked about your journey in the past and some of the stops along the way, like that run you had with the Iowa Energy in the D-League. You led them to the 2011 championship, and tonight the plan is you're going to be honored at the Iowa Wolves game in Des Moines. What does the time with the Energy mean to you, and what's it mean to you that they want to honor you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would have been in the NBA without the Iowa Energy, Jim. I mean, I was kicking around coaching overseas and minor leagues and things like that in the summer, but that Iowa Energy getting me in the NBA Development League at the time, which is now the G League, you know, gave me a chance to kind of get in the NBA circle, you know, and do some things where people would take note, and that's certainly wouldn't be there without them. So I'm excited to go back and celebrate the NBA title with everybody from Iowa.
Nick Nurse, my guest. Nick, I got to say it for the record, you're a hell of a coach. You really are. Toronto Raptors head coach.
Thank you.
Second season as Raptors head coach, led them to a championship, and they're at Dallas tomorrow night. Nick, I appreciate you. Great to have you back on the show. Always good to talk some ball with you.
Thanks, Jim. Always been a big fan, man. Thank you very much for having me.
You too, Nick. Great talking to you. Congrats.
Thank you.